This is the Old Radio Show's podcast.
Danger with Granger.
Has the jury reached a verdict? We have, Your Honor. The defendant, Arnold Lessig, will rise and face the jury. Now, how do you find the defendant? Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty, Your Honor.
I've been framed. I never robbed the apartment.
Arnold Lessig, face this bench for sentence.
But, Your Honor, I never...
Arnold Lessig, this court sentences you to serve a term in the state penitentiary of not less than 5, not more than 15 years.
That was 6 years ago. Arnie Lessig had finally been caught and convicted of one of his numerous crimes. After Judge Hall would pronounce sentence, the crook was led to the exit by two deputies. Among the witnesses was a girl. A girl who had given the final testimony that sent Lessig to the pen. As he passed the girl, he bent over and muttered one single ominous sentence.
Baby, I'm going to get you if it's the last thing I do.
This is Steve Granger, private detective, with a story which began with a conviction and led to murder. In just a moment, I'll take you back to one of my most interesting cases. This is Granger. The Lessig case was 6 years ago this month and had been forgotten the day after the trial. I was at my office working over a routine case report, wiping a damp brow with a damper handkerchief, when the girl walked in.
Mr. Granger, I'm Ruth Perry. I must engage your services immediately.
Come in, Miss Perry. Sit down.
I need a bodyguard. I'll pay you well for your services.
What's your trouble, Miss Perry?
Do you remember the Arnie Lessig case?
Yeah. And you were the star witness.
Arnie gets out today, Mr. Granger. He'll be back in New York as fast as he can.
He threatened you, did he?
Yes.
Forget it, Ruth. He won't do a thing.
No? Look at this.
Huh? I'll be back in a couple of days. I want to see you bad, baby. Think this is from Arnie?
Yes.
The note isn't signed, so how can you be sure?
I know it's Arnie. I know it. Mr. Granger, will you do something for me?
What?
Find out when he's arriving in town. Wait for him at the station. Follow him. See where he goes.
What good will that do?
Please, Mr. Granger, Arnie Lessig intends to kill me if he can get away with it.
Arnie is a two-time loser. I don't think he'll fuss with the law again for a while.
I'll pay you anything.
Okay, but I think you're wasting your money. The train was on time, and so was Arnie Lessig. He walked towards me carrying a single piece of cheap luggage in one hand and a scowl on his face.
Wow. If it isn't Steve Granger, the private eye.
Hi, Arnie.
Looking for somebody? Me, maybe?
Not particularly.
I think you're lying, Granger.
Don't use too many words like lying, Arnie. I don't go for them.
Ruth Perry stood around New York?
Why?
Just wondering.
Oh?
I got no hard feelings at all, you understand. Even if she did hang a phony rap on me, I wouldn't lay a finger on her. And another thing, Granger, I'm playing it straight from now on.
Arnie Lessig tossed me a friendly smile out of one corner of his mouth and walked towards the outer doors of the station to the street. I stood unobtrusively in the doorway and watched the ex-convict get into a cab. I followed him up to a midtown hotel and another. I found him in a bar. I hid my face in a tall glass of beer and watched Lessig as he sat down in a back booth. 5 minutes later, he was joined by a most attractive girl. She was not Ruth Perry. He ordered a drink, excused himself, and went to the lobby. On his way back, he saw me and moved over.
Well, well, what's this? I didn't know this was a private eyes hangout.
No law to say I can't drink where I like, Arnie.
Listen, what are you following me around for?
I'm following you around.
Cut the wide-eyed stuff, Granger. The dame, Ruth Perry, she hired you to find out where I'm staying, huh?
Suppose she did. You made a threat to her that day in court. Can you blame her for being scared?
She doesn't have to be anymore. I told you that. So lay off me, Granger.
Don't get rough with me, Arnie.
I'm not getting rough with anybody. But I'm going to be let alone by people. That includes you.
I dismissed Arnie Lessig and Ruth Perry from my mind. A few days later, they both came back in a big way. Hello.
Mr. Granger?
Yep.
This is Ruth Perry. I'm at the Manning Hotel. I think you'd better come over.
What are you doing over there?
I can't tell you over the phone, but please, come over as quickly as you can.
All right, Ruth. What's the trouble now?
I think you'll better come upstairs with me.
I'm not going anyplace until you tell me what this is all about.
Very well. I got another note from Arnie Lessig. This one.
Must see you right away. Room 213 Manning Hotel, signed Arnie. All right, take it from there.
I came over here. I went upstairs. Mr. Granger, please, won't you come with me?
Okay, just once. I'll play with you.
We can take the stairs. It's not so conspicuous.
Mm-hmm. Now, which way is this 213?
Down the hall in this direction.
Right.
Here it is.
Arnie in there?
Yeah. Gone in.
Unlocked, huh?
Yeah. He's in there.
So I see. And I don't need glasses to tell that's a knife sticking out of his back. I'll continue with this interesting story in a minute. I stood there in the hotel room looking from the dead body of Arnie Lessig to the figure of Ruth Perry, whose face was taut but expressionless.
Mr. Granger.
Did you slip that knife into him?
No, I didn't.
I'll call the police. They'll be interested in why Arnie Lessig was knifed. You better have a good story.
But I just came over because he wrote me this note.
Why would Arnie Lessig want to see you?
I don't know.
Dresser drawers pulled out, everything inside out. Somebody was looking for something.
It was that way when I got here.
Mm-hmm. How was that note delivered?
Slipped onto my door.
Well, that's a help. Well, might as well call the police. The first punch caught me as flat-footed as a penguin. I tried fighting back, but succeeded only in catching more and more punches. There was a final one, and the lights went out.
All right, Granger, wake up.
Lieutenant Rankin, huh? How sweet of you to come to my party.
Yeah, isn't it? Who gave it to Arnie Lessig?
I don't know, Lieutenant. I came up here, door was unlocked. Arnie was in the same position he's in now. The
room's been searched. Why?
Don't ask me. You're the policeman around here.
What was your connection with Arnie Lessig? He's as healthy to have around as a cobra.
Girl was afraid he'd harm her.
Ruth Perry?
Yeah.
She's nuts, with a capital Nah. We told Arnie to let it alone.
Oh?
Was she up here with you?
Uh-huh.
I suppose she beat it when the fight started, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see the man who attacked you?
Uh-uh.
I thought so. Come on, get off the floor. You're in my way.
I took Jake Rankin at his word and beat it back to my office. I never quite made it because in the street I suddenly found myself with company.
Never mind walking inside, Granger. We want to see you.
What for?
Just around the corner, sonny. In the car over there. Don't act like you're going to make a move.
Yeah.
I'll unmold you.
Glad you could make it, Granger.
Did I have a choice?
No. Drive us to the spot, Benji. Now, Granger, don't worry. Nothing is going to happen to you.
No? Your words sound more comforting than that gun in your fist looks.
What was your connection with Arnie Lessig?
No connection. Woman thought she needed protection.
Arnie knew this?
Yep.
What were you doing in his room?
Looking at his corpse.
Granger, how many times did you actually see Arnie?
Twice. Once at Grand Central, a second time in the Manning Hotel.
Arnie didn't give you something to keep for it?
Nope.
Are you sure you're not lying?
Yep.
Benji, pull up. Now, just to make certain, Mr. Granger, Benji will cover you while I search you.
No, it's not there.
If you two operators would tell me what it is, I could help you.
You covered him from the time he left the hotel, Benji.
Yeah.
I can't imagine where it could have gone to.
Well, if you're finished with me, do you mind if I leave? The atmosphere in this jalopy is a little stifled.
Go by all means, Mr. Granger, but before you do, a word of warning.
I knew that was coming.
I'm trusting to your discretion not to mention our little visit to the police.
I see.
If you should, things would happen.
Oh,
things so unpleasant you might not even survive them. Do I make myself clear?
If you made yourself any clearer, I could almost call it a threat. The two friendly gents shoved me out of the car and left me parked on a sidewalk while they took off in the traffic. And I was left scratching my skull and trying to figure out just where they fitted into the setup and also what they were looking for. In just a minute, I'll bring you the climax of the case. After my encounter with the two guys who seemed so interested in something which the late Arnie Lessig had had in his possession, whatever that something was, I made my way over to Cal Hendricks' place. I thought the newspaper man might be some help in this situation.
Stevie, me boy, what's new?
One of your old pals just passed into the great beyond. Arnie Lessig.
Oh? What happened to him?
Somebody slid a shiv into him over at the Manning Hotel. After I left the place, a gorilla shanghaied me into a car. I met a most charming gent who wanted something I didn't have.
Losing your charm?
I guess so. Cal, you know anything about the trial that sent Arnie to the pen?
Well, I don't remember the details, but it was simple robbery. Some girl testified, and that was that.
Ruth Perry's her name. That's how I got mixed up in this. She came to me for protection from Arnie when he got out.
You know, Stevie, you could do yourself some good. Go down and get a transcript of that trial.
Why?
Today's just the day for reading.
I decided to follow Cal's suggestion and had just reached the front of his apartment when a police car pulled into the curb right in front of me. And there was my hot-tempered homicide friend, Lieutenant Jake Rankin.
All right, Granger, I was just coming after you.
Which of the multifarious city bylaws have I contravened?
Never mind the fancy language. What did you do with Ruth Perry?
Me? Nothing.
I don't believe you.
Now, look, Lieutenant, I told you what happened. She must have slipped it whilst I was taking that beating.
Oh, yeah?
What's this all about?
I wish I knew. Some dimwit phoned homicide. Said if they wanted the lowdown on Arnie's murder and the disappearance of Ruth Perry, to ask you.
Oh, great.
Up until then, we hadn't known she disappeared.
Your news ticker is a little slow.
Granger, don't trifle with me today. I think you'd better come along with me. I'm checking the Perry girl's apartment.
I clutched at my nervous system as the lieutenant's driver wheeled us up to an apartment on West End Avenue. Rankin was in no mood to be trifled with. After a few words with the building superintendent, we were let into Ruth Perry's apartment.
Well, so this is where she lived, huh?
Just what is it you're looking for, Lieutenant?
I don't know. The occupant of this place had been reported as missing. Maybe something was left to indicate why she disappeared.
Uh-huh.
We'd like to find her. She could describe the man who slugged you.
Think he killed Arnie Lessig?
Right now, I'm not thinking. Just looking.
Dear me.
Now, cut that out! Well, that's that, Granger. No indication what might have happened to her.
That phone call might have been a fake.
No, it wasn't. Whoever called knew Arnie had been killed. He didn't read it in the papers because the story hadn't been printed.
Speaking of Ruth Perry, she's walking up here now.
Hmm? Where?
2 blocks down. See the girl in the green dress?
Come on.
Hey, she must have spotted me. She's turning around.
Miss Perry! Hey, Miss Perry!
She's going to that apartment building. Lieutenant Rankin and I covered the building from roof to basement. The Perry girl remained as invisible as filet mignon on a boarding house table.
Yeah, I'm going back to headquarters, Ranger. I'll put out a pickup on the girl.
Okay, Jake. See you later.
Later? Where are you up to?
Me? Oh, it's such a nice day. I thought I'd go for a walk in the park. Not very long afterwards, I was standing outside Lieutenant Jake Rankin's office. And I had someone with me.
Come in. What do you want?
I brought you something, Jake.
Well, whatever it is, I don't want it. I'm busy.
This happens to be Ruth Perry.
Where'd you find her?
In her apartment.
Granger, are you saying she was there when we went through the place?
She was there after she ducked through the back of that other apartment house.
Now come in, Miss Perry. It's going to be a pleasure to talk to you.
I hung around for 30 minutes while Lieutenant Rankin tossed questions with the agility of a grenade handler, but he achieved nothing in the way of answers. Ruth Perry's story was straight. I remembered Cal Hendricks' advice about reading the transcript of Arnie Lessig's trial. I went over to the Hall of Records and started reading. One name stuck out like two left feet. Mary Welland. Mary Welland, chief witness for Arnie Lessig, lived down in the village, short way from the Hall of Records. I went there.
Yes? What is it?
The girl facing me in the doorway was the same attractive girl who'd been with Arnie Lessig in the bar at the Manning Hotel.
Who are you? What do you want?
You're Mary Welland.
Yes?
I'd like to talk to you, Mary, about Arnie Lessig.
I don't know anyone by that name.
Look, baby, I'm Steve Granger of Private Eye. Just so happens that I saw you with Arnie in the bar of the Manning Hotel.
What do you want?
I'd like to know what you two talked about.
Why?
Also, I'd like to hear your story about Arnie's trial.
Why?
Because Arnie was murdered not long ago.
Murdered?
I don't think he committed suicide.
Come inside. How did you find out about Arnie? It hasn't been in the papers.
I got a call from a girl who claimed to have received a note from him. When she got there, Arnie was dead.
Who was this girl?
Ruth Perry.
She's a liar. Arnie would never have written her a note. He never wanted to see her again.
She seemed to think he was going to get her because her testimony sent him to the pen.
She lied then, too.
Oh?
She testified her apartment had been broken into. She claimed to have seen Arnie leaving her place.
I know. I read the testimony.
She lied because Arnie was with me. But I couldn't prove it, and they wouldn't believe me.
Why not? Where were you?
Arnie was here. He was frightened of something. He sneaked in.
Uh-huh.
When they put my landlady on the stand, she testified she hadn't seen Arnie. Because she hadn't.
Hmm. Mary, was Arnie connected in any way with a tall, dark man who has a pal, rather short, talks like a mug?
He was once, but no more. Arnie was through.
Who's that?
I don't know. Hide behind that screen over there.
Okay.
Good day, Mary.
What do you want?
I come with some bad news. Arnie is dead.
Go on.
He was your boyfriend. Can't you show more emotion than that?
I'll take care of my own emotions. What else have you got to say?
We trusted Arnie, Benji and I. Arnie got away with something of ours. He wouldn't have left it with you when he was sentenced to prison, would he?
No.
Would you mind if Benji and I looked around?
Get out of here, or I'll call the police.
Okay, Mary. If that's the way you want to play it.
Who was that guy?
Peter Carling.
He the one who used to be connected with Arnie?
Yes. He and his pal, Benji.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Granger, I have to trust somebody. I'll tell you. Arnie did leave something with me.
What?
I never opened the package. He told me to hide it.
Is it here?
Yes, I've got it fastened to the back of that high boy. Will you help me, please?
Yeah, sure.
See it?
Yeah. Here.
I think it's got something to do with Peter Carling and that horrible Benji. Would you take it down to the police?
Might be nothing at all. Better open it first. Wow.
What is it?
A set of plates, Mary. Plates to make fake postage stamps.
But if the police find out I had them, they'll put me in jail.
I don't think so. Now listen, Carling and his pal are bound to come back. You better not be here when they do.
But what?
Is there a back way out of here?
Yes, but why should I sneak out?
Yeah, why?
What do you mean by that?
I gotta make a call to police headquarters. I'll have a certain man come over. Then you walk out, big as life and three times as conspicuous. A puzzled Mary Welland agreed to do what I told her to. She left a moment after Lieutenant Jake Rankin showed up via the back door. The lieutenant was still bad-tempered.
Now, what kind of a silly setup is this?
Jake, I'm positive that Peter Colling and his Benji are implicated in Arnie's murder.
So we'll pull them in and have a chat with them.
No, no. It goes further than that. With what I've got in this package, we can really hook them.
Well, what's in the package?
These guys are a cinch to be in here in the next couple of minutes, since they knew Mary Willard has gone out.
What's in the package?
You'll see when they open it.
Granger, I'm warning you.
Quiet! Somebody's coming down the hall behind that screen.
Will that little thing hide both of us?
It better. Take it easy.
Right.
Uh-oh. He's got a key.
Come on, Benji.
That's Carling and his pal.
Ain't we taking a big chance, Peter?
No. We'll be gone long enough. Now look for that package. It must be here.
Hey, hey, boss. Is this it?
Let me see. We've got them. Let's get out of here.
Hey, that Arnie didn't have much sense, did he?
Too bad he wouldn't listen to reason at the hotel.
That does it. Hold it, you two.
You're under arrest on suspicion of murder, Carling. How did you get in here?
Also, the government wants you on possession of fake postage stamp plates.
Now, gentlemen, just a moment.
Jake, watch him. He's got a gun. Well, friends, that's the story. I'll be back to wrap up the case in just a minute. Peter Carling fell to the floor with a bullet through his shoulder. He went to hospital under guard, while Benji went to headquarters where he testified that Carling had knifed Arnie Lessig when the latter refused to divulge the hiding place of the plates. Benji made another statement that sent Lieutenant Rankin and me on a little errand. Only I went in alone.
Mr. Granger.
Hi, Ruth.
I certainly didn't expect you. Hi.
Thank you.
I guess I won't have any more trouble about Arnie.
Did you know that Arnie left a package for you?
A package?
Here. Well, aren't you going to open it up?
Well, not right now.
Ruth.
What?
I know what's inside.
You do?
Yeah. Go on, open it. The plates are there.
All right, what do you want to split?
I know you lied on the witness stand. You and Carling framed Arnie, thinking he'd turn over the plates if you'd take care of him. But he didn't. So he went to jail.
How did you find out about all this? From Carling?
Carling's locked up.
Grange, I know I can get plenty of money for these plates. I'll give you half.
Only half?
Three quarters. What do you think, Grange?
I say, come on in, Rankin.
Thanks, Granger.
You double-crossing rat.
Nothing like a compliment to start the day right. See you in 10 years, baby. Steve Granger again. You've just heard one of the most interesting cases in my files. I'll have another one for you. So be around next time.